Hayim Yim Chovzayin Oder Aleph. Adein Yovi Meri V'Rabi Omar. My father, the Rebbe Rashab, once said, Emes is Derech HaMitzvah. Truth. Emes is the middle path. Einetia liyemin oif machmir zayin oif zich ungifinan ziches reines. Oder in yoni averes. Vos nit vider emes is. A deviation to the right. Being overly stringent with yourself. And find faults or sins which are not true. They don't really exist. Oder an Tiel is small, Mekel sein sich, Mechasse sein eigene Chesreines, oder Mekel sein in Inyone Avede mitzad Ahas Atzmei, or a deviation to the left, to be overly lenient with yourself, covering up on your own faults, or being lax in your service to Hashem because of self-love, Zainen Beide Falsche Drochim. These are both false paths. Now, these are very strong, empowering words that the Friedrich Rebbe is giving us over from the Rebbe Rashab. He's telling us what is Emes. Emes means that there are no deviations one way or the other. Hold on to the truth. Know the truth and behave in that way. Go on that path. This is the middle path. So this is from a letter that Friedrich Rebbe wrote to the famous Chosid of Avrom Paris. This is like an empowering letter. The Rebbe says, I am sure that you were either present or you heard from those who were present when my father spoke to the Tmimim and he said the following. Listen, Tmimim. Emes is the middle path. Emes is a straight line from the beginning to the end. Emes consists of three letters, and there's one thread connecting them all together, from way, way in the beginning to the ultimate end. The Aleph of Emes is Ani Rishin. I, the Eibishter says, I am first. The Tof von Emes is Ani Achren. The Sof of the Emes is that I am after everybody. And the Mem von Emes is Umi Bal Odai Ein Elikim. Besides me, there's no Elikim. Meaning, the world that was created with the supernal name Elikim, without the two supports of Ani Rishon, Ani Achron, meaning the Shem Havaya, which is the beginning and the end, the world cannot exist. It can only exist if it is on the middle path. Then the world can continue to exist, and this is Emes. Listen to Mimim, and internalize. You have to internalize to your innermost self that Emes is the middle path. To deviate to the right, to be overly stringent on matters that are not exactly true, or a deviation to the left, to being overly lenient with yourself, covering up on your faults because of self-love, these are both false paths. Emes is the middle road. And I guarantee you that whoever will go in this path on his daily service of Hashem, whether it is a yeshiva bocher, whether it is a businessman, I guarantee you that you will succeed. So now the Friedrich Rebbe says, the words of a tzaddik are eternal. And you, Tmimim, who saw my father, for sure implementing this is dependent on you, that you should feel connected, be connected, connect yourself, remember the words that you heard from the Rebbe, and in that way, you will have a successful life, you and your family, materially and spiritually.